This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says he's again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act, but cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call today, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When France cooperation is coming from historically, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved a draft resolution to keep humanitarian aid flowing for another year from Turkey to millions of people in northwestern Syria. In a rare twist, the U.S. and Russia came together to put forward the compromise resolution, which reauthorizes the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing point for another 6 months. It had been due to expire on Saturday. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. UN ambassador.
It's a moment for millions of Syrians who will not have to worry about starving to death in the coming weeks.
More than 3.4 million people live in the area outside Syrian government control, serviced by the 1,000 aid trucks that cross through Bab al-Hawa each month. On Wall Street, the three major U.S. stock indexes rallied to record closing highs. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%. The S&P rose by 1.13%. The Nasdaq added 0.98%. This is